What we do at No Wing Spirit LLC is a Christian publishing company that's much more than publishing. We build communities, networks, and we offer a welcoming place on the internet for anyone in need of support and guidance. It's simply just a place to better understand and strengthen your faith. Our mission is to also provide the tools, resources, and services necessary for those inspired to use their talents, skills, and abilities to glorify the Most High. We primarily help writers, but we also help visual artists with promotion and critique. Additionally, we offer help to anyone desiring to brush up on practical life skills, such as public speaking, organization, planning, and more. If you have questions about the services we provide, I encourage you to contact us. I also invite you to join our growing community on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube, and our mailing list for exclusive content. Why we do it? A knowing spurt is a term we've coined for discernment, which is the ability to decide between truth and error, right and wrong. In a time where almost everything seems all right, debatable, or even justifiable, having this ability to immediately sense when something is not right is more important than ever before. For instance, have you ever felt like your spirit sensed something your eyes couldn't see? Have you turned on the news and felt that a particular idea or belief was subtly elevated above others? Does it seem like the world around you is forcing you into a meaningless routine or forcing you to agree? Do you often feel intentionally distracted or misled, or that there is something happening elsewhere that you're not paying attention to, but probably should? Now, have you begun to ask yourself why? If you've experienced this, you're one of the few that realize something much deeper is going on. You're waking up. Since the beginning of time, it seems like issues related to basic human dignity can't be solved. Ever wonder how, with all of our governments, laws, coalitions, cooperative agreements, and councils, still the issues that are in our common interest can never achieve a sensible resolution, even though there are many to choose from? All the while, those in power convince us achieving goals in our common interest are their greatest priority. Instead, under their watch, 3% of the world's population ended up controlling 90% of the world's wealth. If they were working for us all along, how could this be? Some have argued that old systems motivated by greed, racism, and classism established ages ago takes time to undo, and well-intentioned politicians are working to correct them. However, it appears that not much progress has been made. In fact, in many instances we've regressed. In an age where there's more inclusion, recognition of human rights, and freedom than ever before, the ball is still not moving fast enough in the right direction. Maybe it's time for us to finally consider that those in power were never working in the best interest of the people. Maybe this old system has been carried over and protected for generations, because that's the true objective. Maybe the illusion of working in our best interest is all they really needed to get what they wanted. But we made it easy somehow. We all adjusted to the notion that keeping a golf course green and hydrated, while the poorest trek miles for fresh water to drink, makes sense. Somehow, many of us learned to admire hard-working owners of billion-dollar corporations that can't afford to pay their workers a living wage. We've all been so caught up trying to achieve what they have, we stopped caring about the damage they've done to attain it. The truth is, we have become comfortable with everything that is unacceptable. Many have thrown their hands up and just accepted that nothing can be done, while others have just decided to be concerned only about themselves. The purpose of the work we do at No Wing Spirit LLC is to bring people together who've figured out a game and are tired of the lies, but are not too tired to do something about it. If you've been feeling something your eyes aren't showing you and your ears aren't hearing, you're not alone. There are others like you who are waking up. They also understand that while we must live in this world, we do not have to be part of it. We can live strongly and proudly by supporting each other. We can strengthen our families, our friendships, and our faith. We can strengthen our communities. We can establish and hold true to ethical principles. We can promise that the work we produce, the news we share, the items we sell, and the causes we support are all for public education and for the public good. Those with a knowing spirit must feed the soul with the things God wants. You have a calling. You have a purpose. Discover it. It's time for us to actually make a difference in the world we live in. We can't depend on anyone to do it for us.